RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The American Cancer Society's new breast cancer screening guidelines are likely to face some resistance within the medical community. So recently, these guidelines were unveiled on Tuesday, and they delayed the recommended age when most women should start receiving their annual mammograms from 40 to 45. So it's been 40 years old for a long time to have that baseline mammogram. And some doctors at some of the nation's top cancer centers, and you know we here at Radio MD do shows for City of Hope in California and cancer treatment centers all over the country. And I know that even Memorial Sloan Kettering, they're saying that they're not going to change their recommendations, which call for annual mammography starting at 40 for average risk women. I don't know how the insurance companies are going to take to this American Cancer Society's new recommendations. I'm not sure why they did this, because the recommendations have been there a long time. There's been controversy about mammograms. I hope it doesn't steer some women away from them. But they're saying that no matter what, women can get annual mammograms beginning at age 40 and continuing as long as she has what they call a 10-year life expectancy under this new guideline. I find it odd that they did this. I'm not sure what the 5-year difference is going to do, whether this was a mandate from, you know, I don't know, insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies. I'm not exactly sure whether they're thinking that this is causing too many unnecessary biopsies or getting women too concerned too early. I'm not exactly sure why. But under these new guidelines, the American Cancer Society recommend that women 45 to 54 receive their annual mammogram screening, and at age 55, switch to screening every other year. Again, not sure why they're doing this. I'm 51, and I can tell you right now, at 55 years old, I'm not going to start doing it every other year. I'm going to keep doing it every single year, and I'm going to keep up with my self-exams. And they're also saying these new guidelines, which this one is really kind of, making me a little bit upset. They're talking about doctors and doing the physical exam that they do, and they're saying that that's not necessarily something that's beneficial. So I'm not sure if I was to talk to my gynecologist about this, what she would say. And I'm just not really sure why exactly that they did that. But, you know, we'll see how this plays out, because I think in the next few weeks, we're going to see doctors coming out saying stuff about this and see what they say. I'm going to be talking to plenty of doctors on my shows, and we'll see what they think about these new guidelines, because I really feel that it's premature. I'm not sure why they're even talking about doctors and physical exams. I'm just not really sure why. I mean, I think it's been saving lives and catching cancer early. Who knows? Anyway, in the next story, Sesame Street introduces the first character with autism. A little kid says hi. The other little kid doesn't answer, and Elmo jumps in and says, you know, my friend has autism. And he said, Elmo's daddy told Elmo that she has autism. And I love Elmo. My kids loved Elmo. I think it's a wonderful way, because kids with autism have been subject to bullying over the years because they don't always respond, because they do act a little differently. Sometimes they act out in classes. I think that this is a great way to get those 2 and 3 and 4 year olds to start recognizing that all kids are different. Sesame Street's been doing it for 45 years, showing black kids and Asian kids and Jewish kids and Hispanic kids and how everybody is different. Well, now they're bringing autism in. So I applaud little Sesame Street, and I, for one, am going to check it out. I know I'll probably show it to my kids who are 12 and 15. You never know. We have a great show coming up. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.